Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, A Spiritual Dog Bear by J. Wesley Porter is the story of an awesome dog who's in an animal shelter when his family adopted him when he was 8 weeks old. Bear was a little puppy with jet black curly hair, very adorable and cute. He soon grew into a 28-pound adult-sized dog who was a ball full of energy during his 13 years of life. This book is for people of all ages and all walks of life who want to enjoy a great wholesome story about a beautiful, kind animal. J. Wesley Porter is excited about the opportunity to share his story about the family dog Bear. He currently resides in Austin, Texas, with a career background in the U.S. Army, human resources, and training management. A Bachelor of Science degree in Liberal Arts and an MBA in Business, he has two sons, one in his late 20s working for a successful regional business with a career in computer programming, and the youngest in his mid-20s currently serving in the U.S. Army. J. Wesley Porter, author of The Heartwarming A Spiritual Dog Bear, is our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me.
I love what you've done in the book, the illustrations. We'll talk about all that during the course of the conversation. And Bear really comes to life as you're reading the book. Talk about, first of all, the background, finding him in an animal shelter. How did you end up there, and how did you find Bear in the shelter?
Well, the reality of how I ended up there, I was kind of tricked, to be honest. And this is how it happened. My kids, this was just right after New Year's. They wanted to go to the animal shelter just to look around and see stuff. And, you know, family, we all decided to do it. So we all went to the animal shelter. And when we got to the animal shelter, inside you could see a cage with the animals. And, you know, each cage had a number of dogs. And as we walked past each cage, I think it was the third cage we walked past, the inside the cage, there was a basket with about five puppies. And in the middle of the puppy pile, if you will, was a black curly hair, looked like a little bobblehead all the time to me. But my youngest son, Joshua, pointed to them and was like, "Hey, can we look at that dog right there?" And the worker that was right near the cage went into the cage, picked up that black curly haired dog, brought him to us, and, you know, he started to pet him. My oldest son started to pet him, and I was like in the background. You know, my wife at the time was also in the background, and my oldest son Daniel was like, "Daddy, you need to pet him. And when I reached out my hand, I put my hand out to pet him, and he started licking my hand. And I was like, "Wow, I know where this is going." So, needless to say, that was the dog everybody was happy with, and that's who we chose, and that's who we brought home. You know, that's where it started.
It's an amazing story. I can visualize as you're going through this, and suddenly you're sort of like noncommittal, and all of a sudden, okay, we have a dog. We now have a family dog. And this whole story comes alive in the book, A Spiritual Dog Bear by J. Wesley Porter. A book available, of course, wherever books are sold. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And let's talk about that, Jeb. We'll go back and fill in some of the spaces here, but that's how you met Bear, how Bear became a part of the family. Talk about the decision to write the book and share this heartwarming, delightful story with other people.
Well, it came in really in different picture frames in life. You know, early 2015, me and my wife at the time, we had separated. And I was at home. My oldest son was already moved out of the house, which at that time, he's already in his early 20s. My youngest, he was like 19 or so. He's in his first year of college. So he was in and out of the house. So basically, it was me and Bear. And the last 10 months or so of his life, it was me and Bear. And I had a lot of reflection and time to spend with him. And I thought it would be neat to kind of write a book. It wasn't nothing concrete, really, you know, when I was spending time with him. But then when he actually passed away, there was a lot of time for more reflection. once I understood the dynamics in play right after he had passed, I decided to start putting pen to paper at that point. And I was just, you know, enamored by the idea that, hey, I actually am writing a book now, you know, and maybe I can relate with other people in relating what happened with our family with there. And it started to take a life on its own. And then that's what happened.
And the book is relatable. It is so well done. You know, we never met Bear, but we feel like we know Bear. There's maybe been a Bear in our life or our family's life. A Spiritual Dog Bear by J. Wesley Porter. Book available, Amazon, the usual places. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk a little bit about the type of dog Bear was. You had an idea what you were getting when you were in the animal shelter and you're telling that story, but what kind of bear, what kind of dog was Bear as you had him for the 13 years?
I will tell you, Bear was a character. That's the best way to describe him. He was a character. And when you're interacting with Bear, he was a major people dog. The more people around, the more energy he would get and start bouncing around like some crazy poodle stick, if you will. And when he was younger, he was a fast dog. I mean, he would zip from side to side in the room, outside, wherever. And if you tried to chase him, he would have you left in the dust. So I gave that up. So it was one of the deals where he was, you know, always a happy dog. But also, Bear could be an annoying dog when he wanted to be if he didn't get what he wanted. And he make this weird noise. If you tell him, you know, be quiet or sit down, he'd be like,
so, you've got that down pretty well. You've heard that a number of times over the course of your relationship with Bear. It sounds like, you know, this book is so well written and illustrated. And I'll talk about that here in a second. But who is it designed for as you were writing this story? I mean, I see this being in children's reading groups. It's a great bedtime story. It's great for animal shelters to, you know, to have this book available as well. Who was the target audience as you were writing the book, A Spiritual Dog Bear?
Well, initially it was designed in the sense of a quick read or really like a bedtime story as far as trying to, you know, we're talking like kids that are around 7, 8, 9, 10 years old that may have a pet or had a pet. And it's kind of like a chronological order of events that I experienced with my dog. And I was just trying to relate that to the audience. But then as time would go on, I realized that more adults actually loved the story too, in terms of how everything transpired. And I didn't realize how relatable it was going to be to where a lot of people really would, you know, get something out of the book. And it's like, you know, that surprised me. It was just mainly initially for me, because I'm not a professional writer, a tribute to my dog, just to put my, you know, thoughts on paper on what I believed, how things happened. But it turns out that more people, like I said, could relate to not just Bear, but also how, you know, if you ever had a pet or a dog or any kind of, you know, pet, whatnot, you know, that pet's a part of your family. It's almost just like a family member. And he was a family member for us.
Yeah, they become family members. And you have that emotion. It sounds like you've actually been there. Sometimes a professional writer may try to dress it up a little bit. And you bring that that raw emotion of living all of these years with Bear to life in the story. The story is A Spiritual Dog Bear by J. Wesley Porter, our guest on the program. Book at Amazon, all of the usual places. When you're writing the book, you wrote the book to begin with, the text, and now it's illustrated in this edition. Talk about that. In the illustrations, boy, it brings family members, it brings Bear to life. How difficult, how challenging was it to do the illustration that complemented the story?
Well, the thing about it is the book itself originally was published with pictures back in 2016 when I initially did the book. Photographs that captured every event that I can remember as far as how he impacted our lives and how to tell the story. Well, because I'm not a professional writer, I did not realize that for children's books, mostly people want to see illustrations versus actual pictures. But then when adults like the book, they to me, there's more of adult. A lot of adults liked the book as it was, because, you know, pictures are still places in time that, you know, you can, you know, relate to when it happened and how it happened. But with children's books, the way I was understood to me, it was brought to me that illustrations help drive the more to, you know, a youthful audience. So I had a professional illustrator look at the process of it, and they did an excellent job. I mean, if you take the original pictures of the book and compare them to the illustrations, sometimes some of the illustrations look more like the actual picture than it actually looks like an illustration. And they did an excellent job on that.
Well, the whole book comes alive. A Spiritual Dog Bear, J. Wesley Porter, is our guest on the program, the author. It's interesting with dogs, a very energetic dog, as you describe. Some dogs like to eat a lot. What did Bear like to eat?
Bear ate everything. I'm going to tell you a real okay. story with Bear. Well, actually, two small stories. First, if you drop any food, you've got a vacuum cleaner for free. And it's, and that food's gone. As soon as it hits the ground, it's like, that's it. It's gone. And needless to say, Bear is very greedy. And the other story I will tell you, back in late 2006, right before I had retired from the Army, me and my family had went to Germany and had left Bear with a dog sitter, and she had two other dogs. And Bear at that time, he looked like he weighed maybe about 21 or 22 pounds. Well, we were gone for about 2 weeks. We came back right after New Year's. We picked up Bear. Bear looked like he had gained about 5 or 6 pounds.
Wow.
It was almost like someone took a bicycle pump, put it on his mouth, and just kind of blew him up. That's how he looked.
Jeez.
And my youngest son, Joshua, was looking at him. He's like, what happened to Bear? Bear looked like he ate too much. So it's like, you know, I don't know. But the way I understood it was the other two dogs that he was being dog sat with, he would often take their food or go into their dog dishes and just eat their food. So, that was something. He happened to be able to shake that out after a period of time, about a month, month and a half.
What a character and a true personality that Bear had. A Spiritual Dog Bear is the delightful book, available wherever books are sold, and at Amazon. That's the usual place to go for books, and you'll find it there. And I'll talk about that here in a second. But you mentioned that it sounds like you were the last person to spend time with Bear before he passed. I believe that's true. I think you said that. What was that time like?
Well, it was really surreal. And they say life is like a circle, if you will. And I think just a note on that, it's like you don't know what you have until it's gone.
Yes.
And I will tell you that day, the day before he had passed, he was outside on our porch. And he was facing away from the porch. And it was kind of like a partly cloudy day. It was like in the 50s. But he was like, he was kind of just fixated, looking at the clouds and the sun, just kind of looking straight forward. And that wasn't him. He usually is walking around, checking out stuff. But this day, he was just sitting. And I will just say that, you know, his breathing was very rapid. And I just knew something wasn't right with him. So I took him to the animal hospital. And when we got him there, they were telling me that, you know, well, we're trying to figure out what's going on with your dog. But it's hard to tell you if he's going to make it through the night or not, but what we need to do is hold him for observation. We'll run our tests, and then we'll let you know what's going on. So that's what I did. I left him. And before I left him, you know, I petted him on his head. And the surreal thing about how all this started to transpire was the day when I met him, when I stuck my hand out, he had licked my hand.
Yes.
Well, this time when I had stuck my hand up to pet him, he wanted to open his mouth, and he was so sick he couldn't do it. That was tough.
Boy, and those are images that stay with you forever. I mean, the animals make such an impact on us and our families, and not just children, but adults as well. I can appreciate what you went through during that period. It's just Such a remarkable story, and to be able to take Bear's life and to use it to entertain people, to inform people, and to educate people as to animal shelters and what you found there. And let's talk about that aspect of it. Talk about finding a dog in an animal shelter. There are people that's the only place they will go for a pet, and others that are reluctant. You had a great experience there. What would you recommend to someone looking for an animal? Where to go?
Well, that's where I would recommend that they go, to an animal shelter. They need a place to, you know, call home. They need people in their lives as well. And just like I said, animals are just like people.
Yes.
You know, my girlfriend has two dogs. They were also rescue dogs as well, gotten from an animal shelter. And, you know, they're characters in their own right as well, you know, in this process. But what I'm saying is these dogs, wherever city that most people are from, you know, if they're looking for a pet, they should take the time and go look. They may find a pet that, you know, they can call, you know, their dog, and, you know, they can make that impact on that dog's life.
It's a two-way street, isn't it? You get love and unconditional kindness from the animal, and it goes the other way as well, doesn't it? It's a reciprocal.
Yes, it is. And what it is, it's, you know, dogs, they can feel if you are happy, or they can feel if you're upset. And they feel off your energy. And if you're positive with them, take the time, give them a pet. There's nothing like, you know, I still miss when I would come home from work, you know, see that tail just whistling back and forth. And once you give him that pet, he's happy and he goes on his way. And, you know, with pets, there's no judgment. You know, you don't have to worry about, you know, it's just everything is great as long as they get a pet. And that's what matters to most pets. They just want to be loved.
Well, and you bring it home in the book, A Spiritual Dog, Bear. I had a minute or so here left in the program. How did you come up with the name Bear? And how did you come up with the title for the book?
Well, the name was his name. That was his given name. You know, when we picked him up from the shelter, we thought that was kind of interesting. A dog named Bear.
That, yes.
You know, but the title of the book came from when, like I said, I did a lot of reflection, especially after he had initially passed away. And as I reviewed his, you know, the things that we had spent time as a family and all the things that he had meant to us, he had his own way of being spiritual, whether it was a good or bad or however you want to call it. He had his own spirituality, and he was really, he was a character. And every person that he ever was in contact with, everyone always said that he's a good dog. He was great. He was really nice. And like I said, the more people he interacted with, the more bouncier and movement that he was. I mean, he loved attention. He loved to enjoy life. And to me, that was, you know, when I had my chance, like I said, when he passed, to just look back on things, he was, you know, he was an awesome dog. So that's how I came up with the title.
Well, what a tribute to Bear. A Spiritual Dog, Bear is the book by J. Wesley Porter. I mentioned this is the new edition available. Is it available now at Amazon, or when can they check to find out where this new book's available?
Yeah, this book won't be available until around mid-December. That's the target date right now for the third edition release. There was two previous editions released. Just make sure it's the third edition. And they'll see the, you know, illustrations and stuff. Like I said, the original book, it has actual photograph pictures. The second edition, it was illustrations, but there was some issues with the publisher that I dealt with. Name of the publisher is Litfire Publishing. Please do not purchase that book. Again, that's another story. But the third edition, your link post publishing company is the one that's publishing my book. That's the one that I like for people to make sure they have.
And you can check that. We've got that up on the screen for the video. We'll have that in the program description on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. That's urlinkpublishing.com. The third edition, you may find if you're Googling to get a copy now, one of the older versions, wait, get the third version, should be out sometime like mid-December or so, in a few weeks, just in time for Christmas gift giving. It's a great gift for family members, friends and family members. It's been a pleasure having you on. What a great story. What a great legacy that Bear has left. Bring the smiles to your face every time you think about it. And for everybody that will have a chance to read A Spiritual Dog, Bear. J. Wesley Porter is our guest. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It has been our pleasure. And the book is A Spiritual Dog, Bear. You'll find it available mid-part of December. You can check it out for the third edition at Amazon or go to urlinkpublishing.com. We'll have all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.